From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a rare joint effort between American investigators and Russian security services. They're working together, trying to turn up more information on the two suspects in last week's Boston Marathon bombings. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that a team of U.S. investigators is now in the southern Russian Republic of Dagestan, and they've talked to the parents of Jahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Yesterday, Zubidat Tsarnaeva, the suspect's mother, passed through a scrum of reporters on her way to an interview with investigators from the Russian Federal Security Service, known as the FSB. Angry and distraught, she seemed to be weaving a conspiracy theory of her own.
They were being killed just because they were Muslims.
Nothing else. Zaurbek Sadahanov, Moscow lawyer who's become a family spokesman, said Tsarnaeva had been shocked earlier in the day by seeing an internet image of the body of her dead son, Tamerlan. Sadahanov said that the mother met yesterday and again today with both Russian and American officials, including investigators from the FBI, a fact that was confirmed by the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. The family spokesman said that the bombing suspect's father, Anzor Tsarnaev, had also been called to the FSB headquarters here in Dagestan, but was too ill to go. Sadahanov said that he had not discussed what kinds of questions Ms. Tsarnaeva had been asked. Heda Saratova, a Chechen human rights activist who has been supporting the family, said the mother described the conversations as cordial. One thing that FBI investigators are probing is what Tamerlan was doing during a 6-month visit to Dagestan last year. They, and the Russians, want to know whether he made contact with Islamist extremists who've been waging an insurgency against the Russian government for years. Saratova said the parents want to go back to the United States as quickly as possible, perhaps as early as tomorrow. She said the parents are discussing a trip with the American authorities because they want to find out about the condition of their younger son and see if funeral arrangements can be made for their eldest. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Dagestan, Russia.